from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. I'm Larry Richard. This is the Big K Morning Show. Hope you had a great weekend, and curious if you took in any of the Olympic Games. Let us know what you watched, what you're interested in, what's coming up. As we work our way through, we always love those local connections, and we're joined by Matt Press from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. When I first saw your name, Matt, I'm like, oh, Matt of the Press. That is actually your real name, right?
It is indeed my actual last name.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Michael Grady, a Central Catholic grad who's one of five local residents who are participating in this year's Summer Olympics Games. And there's a direct connection with him and family back to France, right?
Sure. And I'll start just by prefacing, they had their first heats yesterday morning and actually won in advance to Thursday's final, so keep an eye out for that. But a little on the military connection with Michael. So his great uncle, John Bruce Grady, was a navigator for, they call the number 161 squadron, which was in the Royal Air Force. He was a Canadian. And in France, when they were kind of supplying weapons and spies throughout these Nazi-occupied areas, they were shot down by German fighters about 80 miles outside of France. And so now in this little town, they have a gravesite for these seven pilots in that flight. And when Michael, after the closing ceremonies in about a week and a half, they'll be honoring John Bruce Grady by recognizing Michael in this little town, which is a cool connection for them.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, that's a source of motivation, but this sport is pretty popular in Pittsburgh, isn't it? And with the local high schools.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with Central Catholic, who's kind of a powerhouse, with Coach Jay Hammond, who was kind of the reason Michael decided to transfer. It was either Central Catholic or North Allegheny, and Jay Hammond and kind of how professional that program is and what that could do for his development was really a reason for him, especially making that hour-long commute every day. Definitely not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and Matt, for those that don't know, tell us a little bit more about the sport so people can seek out Michael Grady.
Yeah, so Michael competes in the men's four, the Coxless four, and there's a lot of classifications for the rowing in the Olympics. So this is the Coxless four event. They'll have their final on Thursday morning. And Michael's boat competed in the World Rowing Cup in Lucerne, Switzerland back in May, and they won gold there. But the men's four for the U.S. hasn't won gold since 1960 back in Rome. So looking to kind of buck that trend here in 2024.
That would be a huge deal. And we have some big events here in Pittsburgh. Do they still do the Head of the Ohio, where they bring in this competition from all over and you see them on the river? It's kind of cool to see, especially there's something about it when you see them, even though they're working like crazy to row, there's something almost poetic about seeing what they do on the water.
Definitely.
Do they still have that Head of the Ohio as a big event?
I'm not positive, but I'd have to imagine there's still a pretty big appetite for rowing here.
And what about the rest of the Olympic Games? What do you think most people are interested in, Matt, of all the Olympic sports for summer games?
Definitely got your basketball. I think, you know, swimming, gymnastics, usually a big draw. Those are probably some of the main ones. But then you have rowing might be a little more under the radar, but I think it's also a great watch.
Yeah, it's under the radar unless you know somebody in it, maybe too.
Yeah,
exactly. That helps. So we'll be rooting Matt Grady on from Central Catholic. And when might we see another race?
That would be Thursday morning around, I believe, 6:10 a.m. So I might have to get up a little early for that.
And now are you going to be covering the games throughout or just did a feature on Michael Grady?
I've done features on Grady and a swimmer, Josh Matheny. So kind of just doing follow-ups if there's any notable results with them.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt, for the time today. And we'll look for your work. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Matt Press. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You can reach us anytime, Instant Access, just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. We get your notes, observations, suggestions, what's hacking you off, whatever. Aaron, you see those, right? People reach out to us at instantaccess@kdkradio.com.
Yes, indeed.
And you get phone calls a lot, don't you?
I absolutely do. Sometimes you can predict it, and other times the phone will just fly off the handles randomly.
And you're never 100% sure. Is it a lot of the same people?
Yeah, I would say we definitely have loyal listeners that will be the first to call in. But, you know, if you're giving away tickets, I hear lots of new people.
Oh, yeah. When we get tickets away frequently, that's when people blow up the phones. I'm curious if people are watching the Olympics and at what level. Certainly there are many.
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. I'm interested in what you're watching, you're looking for. If you just observe some, we'd love to hear from you. Meanwhile, four hottest days ever observed is raising fears of a planet nearing the tipping point. That's what you want to hear on a Monday morning.
Planet reaching a tipping point. Wow.
According to the Washington Post, as global temperatures spike to their highest levels in recorded history, ambulances were carrying people in Tokyo. Scores of them collapsed amid the unrelenting heat there. I'm thinking about this yesterday because I was at Steelers training camp in Latrobe yesterday, and I thought, well, it's hot. But it's not as humid as it could be. And in many other states, they have a lot worse issues. You see these California wildfires. We hear about them every year. But this Park fire in California is now the largest. And it was started by some lunatic that lit his mother's car on fire and rolled it down a hill.
You'd think he'd be aware of his surroundings.
No.
Like,
well, there's, look.
You're
look
in.
Look at what some people do. Come, you're asking.
No common sense.
No. And then I was looking at how dry everything is around here. Now, we complain about it. We're kind of spoiled because you know, rain seems to rain more than it does in other places.
Yeah,
and that's true.
We typically get lots of rain.
But we've had more sunshine than I can remember in a while in a stretch.
Right.
Really hasn't rained since last Monday. And even that, it rained for hours and it seemed like a soaking rain, but we're still a couple of inches shy of where we should be.
Right.
Anyway, have you ever been to Steelers training camp?
I actually have. I was probably between 8 and 10, somewhere in that range, and I went with my summer camp. And I just remember, you know, like shaking Ben Roethlisberger's hand. So I've been there, and I've experienced the energy. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. I had a very unique experience of going up with legend, you know, Motown legend, Smokey Robinson, whose wife's from Pittsburgh, Francis, and he's a Steelers fan. He's a Mike Tomlin fan. So they had a chance to sit down, and I saw Coach Tomlin posted a picture of him and Smokey on the field. And then walking off the field, the NFL Network was there, and they snagged Smokey for a minute.
All right, when it comes to sightings at training camps, it doesn't get much better than this. Smokey Robinson joining us here on Inside Training Camp, Back Together Weekend. What brings you out here to Steelers practice today?
Well, I love the Steelers, man. And my wife is from Pittsburgh, and I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you know. And I got a chance to have a dream come true today because I got a chance to meet Mike Tomlin in person. So I'm very happy.
So you think Mike Tomlin said, I got the chance to meet Smokey Robinson today? He probably did.
You'll have to ask him. Yeah. But that's how I feel. I'm telling you.
I'll ask him afterward. What'd you tell Mike Tomlin about the Steelers team and your experience here today at St. Vincent?
Well, I told him, you know, I've always been a Steelers fan, and I'm a big fan of his, man. I just think he's accomplished so much, and I'm so proud of him. And so I love him. And I'm, like I said, it was a great pleasure to get a chance to just meet him in person, because I've talked to him a couple times on the phone, but I got a chance to be with him and have a conversation, spend some time.
Well, I can tell you're a Steelers fan because you're wearing the team colors, well, at least one of them today.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
On a 91-degree day in all black right here.
Yeah, you know
but you know, Smokey, you're always cool. That's what it is right there.
He is always cool. And the unique experience, I want to thank Bob Mazzelli, his business manager, Pittsburgh guy, for meeting us up there, and Kevin Colbert, former Steelers GM, for arranging it and taking us up there. But on the way back, I told you, Aaron, it was just kind of bizarre. So Smokey's in the passenger seat up front, and I'm in the back seat, and his song Cruising comes on the radio. And so I took a little video. I should post that, because it's...
You should.
Here we are cruising on Route 30, leaving Steelers training camp.
With the guy. Doesn't get better than that.
It's like, it was one of those moments in time where everything kind of came together and said, no one will believe this.
But you've got proof.
I do. So it continues to be a hot topic. The timeline of what happened just 2 weeks ago at the Butler Farm Show with a rally of former President Donald Trump. Joining me in studio, our own Tamara Rush. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
It seems like, and there should be, a very detailed explanation to how this could have ever happened, especially here. So they recently came up with some text messages, and apparently the shooter was discovered as a suspicious character way before the shooting actually took place.
That's right. They're saying the text messages was sent around 4:26 p.m. So he was on the radar at that particular time.
And apparently he had also flown a drone over the site prior to that, which I'm not sure how, you know, you've got a former president with Secret Service coverage that's possible on the same day.
Right. So, I mean, it looks like...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, 90 minutes before all of this took place, he was on the radar. And not only was this noticed at 4:26 p.m., it was also noted that he had detonation devices on his persons as well. So this seems as if the overview and the text messages, if you put them together, it seems like this was something that was well thought out.
He also apparently, in the searches that they did on his phone and computer, found out he was looking at how far Lee Harvey Oswald was from.
That is correct.
In Texas, from the book depository where he had killed President Kennedy.
Yes.
He wanted to know the distance on that. And also he was doing searches on Joe Biden,
Joe Biden,
too.
Right. That is correct.
And the Democratic convention that's coming up in mid-August here, which is now just a few weeks away.
So it seems like just an overall of it, and it's, you know, when you look at something like this, you hear in the beginning a lot of questions people were having is why. We were asking that question for a very long time, like why, what happened? Is there anything that we can look at to see what the determining factor of something like this was? So now when you do something like this and you have text messages that are out there, it kind of puts things in perspective for you to know exactly where this kid was at that particular time. It's kind of, we're kind of checking the boxes when you have text messages to lead up to where we are today.
And you still shake your head because in the midst of knowing this now, what we didn't know then, because you ask, how could this happen? It seems almost incalculable that he was still able to get up on that roof and pull the trigger.
Right. I mean, 90 minutes to know that something was happening and to do nothing at that particular time is very scary. So I think the overall, when you look at this and you're saying to yourself, is this something that was preventable? And I think, you know, to have a, it's bipartisan, everyone is together. It's basically a point where we say we're glad that there's basically no finger pointing within the parties itself. They're together. And when we're looking at,
I think we all just want to know what's the truth, what happened, and how could it happen? And you don't want to happen again. So yeah. That said, Donald Trump said over the weekend he's coming back to Butler.
Yeah.
Now
he'll be back.
They haven't announced a date or location, but keep in mind, before the 2020 election, his last public appearance was at the Butler Airport. It was actually Halloween.
Right.
And yes. He had a huge turnout then. And he, obviously, their team remembered that. Pennsylvania is a key state. When they came back to Butler, as I understand it, when they were planning this date, there was something at the airport location in Butler that they couldn't. So they moved it to the farm show location. And so the rest is now history, but he says he's coming back.
Oh, that's good. So I was tracking down Kevin Krause because there was a story, I don't know if you saw this, about security in polling places. So one of my questions to Kevin is, moving forward, is this just specifically for security at rallies alongside of security issues at polling places? Because there's been studies that there's kind of like an uptick in situations at polling places.
Right.
But I'm wondering if the county is going to do the same thing when it comes to campaigns and campaign rallies, or are we moving towards trying to fix that problem
as well? It's a great question to ask Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause, and we're about 100 and few days from the election. On one hand, we get constantly reminded of that. Social media is so divisive, too.
It really is.
When you go down that rabbit hole, you wake up and it's total hate speech both ways. And I think a lot of people tire from that. I thought maybe the Olympics would give people a little break mentally.
A pause.
Between conventions and the breaking news of Joe Biden. That was just last Sunday.
Right.
Think of how his name is dropped out. Not completely, but think about the focus on Joe Biden, and then after he stepped aside from this campaign, now a week later, you almost don't hear his name at all. Like,
it's like, is he gone?
Disappeared. It's unbelievable.
Where's Joe Biden?
But hoping that the Olympics will provide a little diversion for people who have burned out
from all of this
politics.
When you watch and see how things are going, you kind of take a step back and say, wait a minute, where are we going? So that's why in a position to be a reporter, it takes me away from talk show side of it,
right,
where you hear the callers calling in.
It's just anger.
Vicious. But I mean, it's great for radio. I mean, for talk shows. I mean, like Marty and Colin, it's great for them. I mean, it really is. But on the reporter side, I'm away. I mean, I spent 29 years doing that.
Right.
In itself, you know,
that's an interesting perspective.
Going back and forth. So yeah. So now it's like I'm on the other side, and it's like I just want to tell you the story.
Focus on the story. Do the journalistic run through of presenting the facts and the story, and you don't have to worry about the
my opinion should never matter.
Screaming on the phone.
Yes.
That said,
it's brutal.
Just curious, before you go back to the newsroom, did you watch any of the Olympics?
I like gymnastics.
Simone Biles, apparently she injured her ankle, but she was able to make it through into the finals.
To the finals, yeah.
She is like spectacular.
She's a beast.
She was in studio here when they did an exhibition. I understand she's coming back,
yes,
too, in the fall.
In the fall, yeah.
She is a petite young lady.
She's very short.
But when you see her, the strength and the beauty of what she's able
she's
to
very
do.
Toned. She's very toned.
Yeah.
She's very toned up.
Me too.
Wow. You're toned?
Very toned.
I can tell.
Or out of tune. Did you watch anything else?
I did not watch anything else. I don't know, Larry. I think, you know what a problem is? I'm going to be honest. I don't have regular channels. So everything is streamed. So I have to go onto these apps and do all of that. And I don't want to deal with any of that.
You know what? You bring up another good point, because people wanted to cut the cord from cable.
They did.
And then all these streaming services proliferated, certainly during the pandemic when we were trapped inside. And now I got this whole list of streaming stuff.
It's the price that
I want to cut the cord completely.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't.
By the way, you can still get free TV over the air with an antenna. 2, 4, and 11. That's all.
Come on, really? That's where we are. Get an antenna.
T.
Yes.
I'm gonna go to. You can get them anywhere.
And I don't want an antenna that's sticking out. I don't want any of
rabbit
that.
Ears.
You're going way back.
You have one? Yeah. Andy in the newsroom.
Oh, he has one?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I didn't watch it at all. I normally would watch it, but I have all these apps you have to download. And my daughter came in town and she's putting the QR code and she's bringing it up. And I was like,
how's that happen?
I'm watching it.
That's good. All right.
Thank you.
To Myra Rush for Hometown Heroes. If you have somebody you know who's doing extraordinary things in our community, we want to know about it. Just go to kdkradio.com and there's our nomination page. And we'll be celebrating our 12th year in October, where we'll gather and we'll be announcing our Lifetime Achievement Awardee and our hometown heroes. Meanwhile, a lot of people are focused on what's next for the summer. This is a convergence week, Aaron. We have, I mentioned, was up at Steelers training camp yesterday. I saw our sports director, Jeff Hathorne, you know, up there under the hot sun. I don't know if he was using SPF 30 or 50.
Let's hope.
But it was high. And then someone said, yeah, they got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday night already, and then it hit me. I'm thinking, wow, the NFL season, because once that Hall of Fame game hits, it's game on. And then the Steelers will have their Friday night. They have this special event at Latrobe High School every year, which fans love because they get a chance to be up close and personal with the Steelers. And in many cases, most of the other teams don't do this anymore.
No, it's all going to steamroll, I feel like, right down the hill. We're going to blink, and it's just going to be fall.
So instead of complaining about the heat, people will be complaining about the cold.
Oh, goodness. I think fall is truly a beautiful season in Pittsburgh.
It is.
When we actually have the season.
Well, we seem to flip from one to the other in a hurry. Sometimes we skip seasons.
Yes, exactly.
You know, because we ended up with a ton of rain in the end of, you know, April into May. And it seemed like it would never stop.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, here we are.
We get no rain.
With a ozone orange, the code orange air quality day. Coming up next, we're going to be live with Bishop David Zubik, who heads the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, after the opening ceremonies on Friday. He wrote a very direct, open letter yesterday, and we'll share. Now, there has been an apology issued about the opening ceremony incident where it appeared there was a parody of the Last Supper. And they say, no, that's not it. But if we offended people, we'll see if it's enough for David Zubik coming up next. It's 855 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open. Here's Ellen Gamble.
All right, Larry, thank you so much. 28 southbound is heavy for you before the Millvale interchange as you make your way down past the 40th and 31st Street bridges. And no problems for you on the Parkway West in terms of accidents or disabled, just heavy traffic that greets you right after you crest the top of Green Tree Hill heading into those Fort Pitt tunnels. Parkway East inbound 376 is slow right around that Wilkinsburg off-ramp, the, of course, closed Wilkinsburg off-ramp as you head into the Squirrel Hill tunnels, but no delays exiting to Churchill, which is part of the detour around that closure. And we do have crews on the scene of an accident on the south side, East Carson Street, near the busy intersection with the Smithfield Street Bridge. Watch for that. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we're looking at sunshine right now. AccuWeather says not as hot, but humid. And then some high clouds will move in. We'll have a chance for a couple of thunderstorms popping up. The high 85, 69 tonight. 82 tomorrow, 88 on Wednesday. Then we say goodbye to July and welcome August. It's hard to even say it. Thursday in Pittsburgh International, we're now up to 73 degrees.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.